Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, we're getting ready.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to his Marvel Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're on live, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy.
And now, welcome to the show.
Yes, you are marvelous. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for keeping on listening to us. Marvelous. You marvelous audience here. Yes. Welcome. This is like a 3-day weekend online. This is the Marvelous Radio Show, Rocky Live on Blog Talk Radio. Just want to say thank you for everyone who's been listening to us. Particularly this week, it's Sunday, so we're part of the home stretch now. We're part of the last third of this 3-day weekend right here, and just want to say it's been a big doozy of a week. I mean, we've been as to quote one of my college buddies, who's a professor, saying that one of his friends has been going on this week. We're having battles between a Confederate flag and a rainbow, basically. Yes, indeed. But since this is it's June 28th, 2015. This wonderful Sunday afternoon, it's 3:05 p.m. I just want to, this is the last Sunday for June, this last Sunday of this month. And, of course, you know, June is Black Music Month. And I just want to play a song by a famous group, one of my famous groups that I've listened to since 8th grade. It was one of my favorite slow jams, one of my favorite slow songs that I've enjoyed listening to ever since I first heard it back in 11th grade. I was in 11th grade when this came out. It was one of my favorite slow jams from one of my favorite groups back in middle school and high school. It's New Edition with the extended long version of With You All the Way. Please enjoy.
All the way.
never give up the dream of knowing the truth. You will come to me. Never be far away. Whatever I'm doing, you know my dream. I thought I'd never know to spread a star. Never reach the promise from my heart. Only a fear told me what to say.
Congratulations to Frank L. Dixon,
He's a Facebook friend of mine, also a good colleague of mine. We've seen each other ran into each other many times before downtown Macon, especially during the rallies for Junebug, Sammy Davis Jr., who was killed less than 3 years ago, back in 2012. And I just want to say congratulations for him for graduating from Middle Georgia State College. He just recently received his degree, I think it was for human services or something similar, something pertaining to that nature. I wish I had a picture of it with me, but I did happen to see it. He just informed me and everybody, I guess, on Facebook that his degree just came in the mail. And just want to, that's a big commitment, man. Getting your education, it's not a little feat. I mean, people take it for granted, well, Americans, we take it for granted. We just think we're just going to either win the lottery or just end up on, some reality show or end up on, So You Think You Can Dance or American Idol or The Voice or something, and maybe we'll seek our fortune there. But nothing beats education, man. Nothing beats an education. So I just want to say congratulations to Mr. Dixon, Mr. Frank L. Dixon, for receiving his degree in whatever it is. I don't know specifically, but I just want to say congratulations, because having an education, no one can take that away from you. So congratulations, sir, on your achievement. Also, before I get into the news, I want to give also some, I have to give some condolences. An acting friend of mine, Todd Wilson, his mother passed away, and he was in the movie 42 with me, and I just want to give my condolences to him, and also give my condolences to a longtime childhood friend of mine, Richard Dunlap. He was a classmate of mine early, a long, long time ago when I went to T.D. Tinsley Elementary School, and we went to the same elementary school together, even though we were 2 years apart. He was 2 years older than me. Matter of fact, he and his classmate friends, I think Lionel Blakeney, who I also knew, who same age as Richard Dunlap, as well as Janet Brace Solish. All three of them graduated from Southwest High School, and I graduated from there, of course, 2 years later after they did. And they're celebrating their 30th class reunion, 30th anniversary of their class reunion, graduation. And even though I want to say congratulations on your 30th school year reunion, class reunion, Richard Dunlap, I just want to give my condolences to you on losing your father. I lost my father 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years in July, July 24th. And you have my condolences from me, to Marvella, on behalf of Marvella and this Marvel's radio show, and from the Barrett family. Just hang in there. Just hang in there, man. Just hang in there. I just want to give a moment of silence to Richard Dunlap's father and Todd Wilson's mother. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And my condolences on your families, and I pray that you persevere through this great loss of your families, respectively. And hopefully on a higher note, happier note, I want to give a congratulations to my cousin Bernice McLemore for getting engaged. I don't know who the guy is. I forgot to ask him what's his name, but I hope he's a very good guy. I hope he's a very, very wonderful and thoughtful guy, and I wish you the best of luck on your upcoming nuptials, upcoming wedding. So yeah, congratulations to Benita and whatever his name is. So congratulations, cousin. I hope you have congratulations on being engaged, and I hope you and your future husband will have a long and prosperous marriage. Not just the wedding itself, but a long and thoughtful and long, wonderful marriage. And while I'm talking about some news, I'll go ahead and get into the news right about now. Bobby Brown, one of the members of New Edition, and rushed to his daughter Bobby Christina Brown's side this past Thursday, June 25th, a day after she was moved to hospice care. Bobby Brown rushed to be with his daughter's side, Bobby Christina Brown. This is according to Us Weekly. The 22-year-old Bobby and Christina Brown was moved to hospice care just one day earlier. The eyewitness, the source says that Brown, Bobby Brown, age 46, fed into the parking lot and entered Peach Street Christian Hospice in Duluth, Georgia, around 1:10 p.m. Thursday afternoon. Despite the great medical care at numerous facilities, Bobby Christina Brown's condition has continued to deteriorate, according to Bobby Christina's aunt, Pat Houston, said in a statement earlier this week. She adds that we thank everyone for their support and prayers. She's in God's hands now, quote unquote. Peach Street Christian Hospice is under an hour from Bobby Christina's Atlanta area condo, where she was found face down in her bathtub on January 31st, nearly 6 months ago. Can you imagine that? Bobby Christina's family has visited her on a daily basis since the tragic accident, and has kept her boyfriend, Nick Gordon, at arm's length. The day before she went to the hospice, a lawsuit was filed accusing Gordon, age 25, assaulting the late Whitney Houston's only child. Bobby Christina is the only child of Whitney Houston and the late Whitney Houston and Bobby Brown. Now, the lawsuit filed by Bobby Christina's conservator, Adelia Hargrove, claims that Gordon, who recently did a short stint in rehab after an intervention with Dr. Phil, withdrew Bobby Christina's money without authorization, dragged upstairs by the hair, and knocked out her teeth. One day before being discovered, she also was allegedly going to meet with a friend to discuss the status of her relationship with Gordon. Wow, that is terrible, man. That is really, really sad. Really sad it's gone for that. And you know, like I said, our condolences are with the Brown family and the Houston family. It's really sad it's actually gone down to this. I mean, just 3 years after Whitney's demise, her daughter is facing the inevitable, and it's really kind of sad that it actually has come to this. It's really terrible. It's really terrible. It's a sad situation over there. It's 3:20 as right now. It's 3:22 p.m. If you just tuned in, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. Here you're here with the D-Man, Derek Barrett. I want to tell some things about some calendar events, especially what's going on right now. If you're in the Middle Georgia area, today is the last day to check out the Discover the Dinosaurs exhibit at the Macon Coliseum. If you want to get some tickets for it, just go to more information about it. Just go to www.discoverthedinosaurs.com or www.maconcenterplex.com. It started just now. Today is the last day to check them out if you want to see them, especially, if you want to get more into dinosaurs, since Jurassic World is now in theaters so far. So far, it's been the number one movie for the past 2 weekends. Will they be the number one movie for the third weekend in a row? So far, it has made $2 billion, count them, $2 billion so far since it's been out, right now. $2 billion. Will it make it three? Will they make $3 billion? I guess we'll find out later on this weekend, and I guess this summer as well. Of course, like I said, it's at the Macon Coliseum. To our Central Georgia listeners, it's at the Macon Coliseum at 200 Coliseum Drive. It started at 10 a.m. today, and it will be continuing on until 7 p.m. Later this evening, 7 p.m., from 10 a.m. today to 7 p.m. Later today. So definitely, if you want to get a ticket, definitely check it out. Please do. Please do. Also, there is a WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour.
Yes, it is, brother. Wrestling is back for the WWE going wild, brother.
Yes. That was my shameless plug and my very bad version, very, very terrible impersonation of Hulk Hogan. Yes. it's going to be 7 p.m. July 12th at the Macon Coliseum. Anyone's got to check it out. Definitely check anyone who's a wrestling fan, especially WWE fans, definitely check it out. July 12th at 7 p.m. at the Macon Coliseum, same place where they're having the Discover the Dinosaurs exhibit today. As like I said, 7 p.m. July 12th, the WWE Live SummerSlam Heatwave Tour is going to be at the Macon Coliseum, July 12th. If you want check it out and get tickets for it, the number is 1-800-745-3000. That's 1-800-745-3000. Tickets are $18 and up. It says that cards are subject to change. It's going to be featuring the people who are going to be playing, who are going to be at the SummerSlam. It's going to be the Viper, Randy Orton, with this deadly RKO versus Rusev, with or without Lana. So far, he's without Lana right now. Dolph Ziggler versus the Celtic Warrior, Sheamus, and more. Then I go, big fella, you know. Let's see what it's going to be. The Zigzag versus the Bro Kick. We will find out. So we'll find out July the 12th, right? Also, the Cannonball House at 856 Mulberry Street. Tours are offered from 10 a.m. to 4:15 p.m. Monday through Saturday. If you want to call, just for tickets, check them out at 478-745-5982. $6 for adults, $5 for seniors and military, and $3 for students with college ID. Let's see, trying to see if there are some more calendar events before today. Also, that's coming up for June 28th. There is the Perry Independence Day Parade and Freedom Fireworks. It's the 6 p.m. parade. That's going to be later today at Perry, Georgia, downtown Perry. And 9:30 p.m., you have the fireworks, Georgia National Fairgrounds and Agri Center in Perry. Plus, activities for kids at the Agri Center's West parking lot. The admission is free. So if you want to know more about it, you want to check that out later tonight, it's call the number at 478-987-1234. That's 478-987-1234. And also, last but not least, Jazz in the Courtyard. Jazz in the Courtyard, which is going to be performing live 7 p.m. later tonight at the Douglas Theater at 355 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Music by Oscar Jackson and friends. The admission is free. Definitely check that out. Just get more details about it at www.douglastheater.org. That's Douglas with two S's. Or you can call at the box office at 478-742-2000. That's all. That's pretty much all I have for right now. Well, I do have a couple of things I do want to talk about. Speaking of some celebrations, like I said, the Macon Film Festival is going to be having their 10th anniversary. 10th anniversary this upcoming July, next month. The Macon Film Festival announced the special screening and spotlight films that are headlining this year's festival. And this year's festival is, like I said, will mark the 10th anniversary of it. And the date of it will be July 16th through the 19th. Because on July 16th, opening night, the festival is holding a special screening of the documentary Mavis. This film is about Mavis Staple of the Staple Singers. Mavis inspired millions and helped propel the civil rights movement through music. On Friday night, July 17th, special guest, Burt Reynolds. Yes, yes, exactly. Burt Reynolds from the Smokey and the Bandit fame, and well as Smokey and the Bandit franchise, will present Deliverance, 1972, which he was nominated for Academy Award, as a matter of fact. He will present Deliverance, and Reynolds will participate in a Q&A following the film. Saturday, July 18th, Slow West, which follows a 16-year-old boy on a journey across 19th century frontier in America. On Sunday, July 19th, is Sharky's Machine. The movie Sharky's Machine, which was directed by Burt Reynolds. There will be a second Q&A with Reynolds following the event. Other screenings include Western, which is Friday at 3 p.m. at Cox Capital Theater, Live from New York, Sunday at 1:30 p.m. at the Douglas Theater, and How Sweet the Sound, The Blind Boys from Alabama, a documentary which will be playing Sunday at 10 a.m. at the Douglas Theater. The four-day festival will also include filmmaking workshops, networking events, and after parties. To purchase tickets or preview the festival schedule, visit MaconFilmFestival.com. Tickets are $10 for one-block screenings, $25 for one-day passes, $75 for screening passes, and valid all 4 days, and $150 for all access passes. That includes admission to all screenings and after parties. That is talking about a party going on at the Making Film Festival. This is what I'm talking about. We definitely, those who love film and being a filmmaker like myself, I'm definitely going to try my best to support this. Definitely support this. And I hope many of all you all do too. Speaking of parties and get-togethers and celebrations, I just want to end it on this story. This is something from CBS News by the beautiful and lovely Vanita Nair. Yes, she is. Yes, she's lovely. And they're talking about where U.S. hotels hope to cash in on lavish Indian weddings. Says that, you know, since it is June, by the way, June has been the most popular month of the year for weddings. But with the Asian Indian population now one of the fastest growing ethnic groups in America, venues that have the capacity to hold Indian weddings are starting to do some big business. Says from brides on rickshaws to Vegas style floor shows, Indian weddings are part celebration, part spectacle, and very, very big. And Ani Sandhu, whose company planned a recent event at the Ritz-Carlton Tyson's Corner in Washington, D.C., he says that, quote, for us, an average Indian wedding is spending close to from $300,000 to $400,000. Wow, that is a lot of cheese. That's a lot of bucks. But he says that both sets of parents are paying at a minimum of 250 guests. The money adds up fast. And Sandhu says that any business wants to get a piece of that, especially hotels, Sandhu says. Says major Washington hotels, including the Ritz-Carlton and Four Seasons, are actively trying to woo Indian couples. The Willard Intercontinental even has a designated path for grooms to ride by horse. And Apurva Gandhi, the Vice President of Multicultural Affairs for Marriott International, says that as we see the rise in that population and the spending power, it's something you can't ignore, quote unquote. Mr. Gandhi says in the past 3 years, his D.C. area hotels have hosted 415 Indian weddings, bringing in $12 million in revenue. Wow. And he also jokes, Mr. Gandhi jokes, that everyone wants to keep up with the Joneses, or as we say, the Patels. Wow. I just asked that. But anyway, the Marriott has gone so far as to institute an Indian Cultural Day, a crash course on South Asian traditions, food, and fashion for hospitality staff. Neil Patel and Nisha Kumar says experience was one of the reasons they chose a Marriott property for their upcoming wedding. And it says, in addition to space for hundreds of guests, hotels need to know what animals are allowed in their jurisdiction. Now, elephants, many who've seen movies in Bollywood when they have a wedding, they usually have someone, you know, they have an elephant, you know, because the elephants are very popular and very well known in Asia, especially in India. And I guess to know about that, let's see, you have to get a permit, especially if you for some things. They have to know what animals are allowed in their jurisdiction. Now, elephants have been banned in some places, but are still allowed in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and in Virginia. Wow. says, and Mr. Patel says, rarely do you have a small Indian wedding. So when you find a venue that is capable of doing this kind of stuff, it actually benefits both sides. And with the events priced per person as far as hotels are concerned, the more, the merrier. Wow. That is something else, though. That, so if you can get an elephant, if you're part of an Indian wedding, if you want to get an elephant, you're able to get one in Maryland, Washington, D.C., and in Virginia. I don't know if they have any if they're allowed to have them in Georgia, but I don't know. Just have to look into that. Well, we ran a little bit over. Of course, we did ran a little bit over simply because, well, we had some delayed technical difficulties, as you know how it is. But I just want to let you all know that I enjoy broadcasting on the air to let you in on certain news and discussions. On the news, just want to let you all know that if we have any updates about the surviving New York jailbreak fugitive, the surviving one, that's still on the loose, we'll definitely let you know on the upcoming broadcast for next weekend. I thank you for listening to us. And also, I just want to give a shout-out to Marvell Ivory, the namesake of the show. She wants me to remind you all that there will be a play. The play that I'm going to be part of is called The Red Spider, and it's going to be performing in Atlanta in October. And hopefully, with the success that it comes in over in Atlanta in October, we're going to try our best to see if we can get it to perform and make it. Whether or not which venue is going to be located, if we get it playing and make it, I don't know. It could be at the Douglas Theater, could be a theater make it, or make it Little Theater. We don't know. But we hope we'll be able to get some people to check us out. And we hope you enjoy when it comes down to making. And just like we hope everyone in Atlanta will enjoy the play The Red Spider as well. It's Tim Lee is the director. I hope you all be able to check that out. And that's pretty much all the time that I have. Well, I forgot about the time. I forgot about the weather. My goodness. Please keep, for our Middle Georgia listeners, it is 85 degrees right now with a high of 87 and a low of 65. Please enjoy the sunshine while you can, especially since it's not in the 90s. You can actually, you won't sweat a lot today as we did earlier this week. But definitely be near some air conditioning and some water, bottled water, if you can. Definitely. And I definitely stress this. Please stay hydrated. I mean, like I said earlier in the show, one of the church ushers, Brother Leroy Zachary, he fell out earlier today. He was dehydrated. And I just want to let you all know, please get yourself dehydrated. You don't want to fall out like this. This is not the type of weather where you want to be caught not drinking enough beverages. I mean, I know a lot of people love their fruit juice and the Sunny D and stuff, but please drink water. Please drink water. It's much better for you. You don't have to worry about it. I know it's not fruity, not as fruity tasting as Welch's or Wine Punch or Kool-Aid, but it is definitely much more healthier for you. And I'm just saying it's just not necessarily from experience. I mean, I fell out myself. I was dehydrated and ended up in a hospital myself 2 years ago. And I just don't want any of you all getting sick either. So definitely, if you can, please be able to, if you can, and I hope you can, hope you're able to, please drink at least 64 ounces of water, which is basically eight-ounce cups of those paper cup water that you can. Or if possible, if you're able to drink at least 4 half-liter bottles of that bottled water that you find at the grocery store or vending machines, please do that. Those half-liter ones, those are the ones that have like 16.9 ounces, which is like roughly 17 ounces, just under 17 ounces, and it's a half-a-liter bottle. If you can drink 4 of those a day, you pretty much have the daily requirement of water that you have for the day. And I'm not saying that you have to drink all 4 bottles at once. I mean, you'll get sick, you know, just drinking that much water in one sitting. I'm just saying, pace yourself. I mean, drink like 1 or 2 bottles, like maybe one bottle after breakfast or something, then maybe one or two bottles during the lunch of your second meal, then maybe during a snack, drink a third bottle, and then maybe a fourth bottle, right, probably during dinner. You know, even if you have a couple coffee or a punch or something like that, please definitely drink a glass of water just to flush all those toxins out, just to flush it all out, all the sugar and all the sugar and saccharin and all those other ingredients in those drinks and other sweetened beverages, just to flush stuff out. So you have, you know, it'll, not only that, you'll have clearer skin. It's good for your skin. You know, you flush all that stuff out, you know, especially stuff that you don't sweat away that instantly. Just trust me, it's good for you. You don't want to end up in a hospital. Believe me, I know. But I know I've been rambling, but I'm just doing it for your own good, just to help you all out so you can learn from my mistakes. But it's 3:39 right now, and I hope you all get to check out. Have a good week, and be sure to check us out. Check us out every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m. and every Saturday and Sunday afternoons at 3 p.m. or unless noted otherwise. Be sure to check us out every weekend. Thank you for being part of the biggest three-day weekend online. And on behalf of Marvella Ivory, the namesake of this show, this is the D-Man, Derek Barrett here, wishing you a wonderful Sunday. Have a marvelous Sunday. We'll see you next weekend. Take care.